Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
We mentioned that what we really need is a vaccine, and lo and behold, right here in River City, they're actually working on a vaccine, testing one. Dr. Richard Novak from UIC and the University of Illinois Health Systems is on a phone line. Doctor, it's John Williams. You're on the air. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Real good, thank you. I was under the impression we were not this far along. Literally, there is a vaccine, and they're going to test it here in Chicago. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. There's actually a series of vaccines that will be tested here, but the first one is beginning hopefully early July. It's made by a company called Moderna, and we'll be enrolling hopefully about 1,000 people here in Chicago. Overall, the study is going to have 30,000 people participate nationwide.
And what kind of a vaccine is it? Is it a killed virus? Is it something artificially manufactured? What am I going to inject or consume here?
Well, so it's the vaccine is made out of viral. It's synthetic, but it's a viral genetic sequence or code that codes for the virus's spike protein. Now, I know many people have seen pictures of a virus depicted on news elsewhere. It's like a sphere, a ball with a bunch of spikes sticking out of it. Those spikes are what the virus uses to attach to our cells in order to get in and do their damage. And so the goal of the vaccine is to reproduce that spike so that our immune system sees that and makes antibodies to it that will then block the virus from getting into the cells.
Wow. Well, that's clever. And isn't it amazing that the virus developed those spikes for that purpose? It's not like it has a brain or a strategy. I mean, how the heck does that happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, it wouldn't exist if it didn't have a way to get in the cells, and it's just it's part of natural selection. Viruses are very good at producing large numbers of themselves, and they mutate a lot, and so they evolve the ability to get better and better at doing what they do. So,
doctor, if I take this vaccine that you all just described, is there any chance that I'll get sick from it?
Now, it's very unlikely. First of all, you can't get COVID-19 from the vaccine. We're getting a vaccine that only codes for that spike protein, but no other part of the virus.
I see.
So there's no way that you could get an infection from the vaccine. The other thing to know, though, is that vaccines are inducing an immune response. That's the purpose of them. And so they, by doing that, they're going to trigger some inflammation in your body, and that can make you feel sometimes like you're coming down with something for a brief period of time, maybe for 12 to 24 hours. In a small subgroup of people who have received the vaccine thus far, that happens, and that's not at all unusual. That's typical of any vaccines get, flu vaccine, that, et cetera.
I think we're all familiar with that. Is it one of those, what do you call it, double-blind tests? Some people will be given a placebo, some people will be given the vaccine?
Exactly. Half the people in the study will get the vaccine, and half will get a placebo. And neither the investigators nor the participants in the study will know who's getting what.
And then do you go back?
And it has to be done.
Go ahead, Doc. No. Finish that thought, please.
It has to be done that way because we don't know the vaccine works. If we knew if the vaccine worked, we wouldn't do the study. We'd just give it to people.
I understand.
But in order to really test whether it's effective, we've got to compare it to really getting nothing.
But then you have to go back and test.
The cleanest way to do that is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, but then you have to go back and test to see if people, so if I was given the vaccine or placebo, then you have to wait and see if I've developed the disease, right?
Right. That's a check. So the endpoint of the study would be people who develop symptomatic illness, of a COVID-19 illness. So the reason we're enrolling so many people is because we need to catch a certain number of such cases.
Yeah.
the people who will get exposed and get the disease naturally. And we want to, the goal is that we'll see fewer of those symptomatic infections in the people who got the vaccine compared to the placebo arm.
So when do you test? Do you just continually test people to see if they've got COVID-19 or not after having either received the placebo or the vaccine? Then I presume you test them periodically, and the people that had the placebo are not protected, so they may get it. And the people, if the vaccine is working, I know this sounds rudimentary to you, but I'm just making sure I understand the process. The people that have the vaccine over time will, in fact, not get the disease, and then we'll just count them up down the road, huh?
So that's the idea. So, yeah, we'll be monitoring people very closely who participate in the study. They'll make 7 visits to our clinic, or we'll visit them to test them for response to the vaccine. But more importantly, we'll be calling or using an electronic diary to check on people every week to see if they're developing symptoms. And if they do develop symptoms that are consistent with a COVID-19 infection, then we'll do more detailed. We'll come see them, and we will collect samples and verify that, in fact, it's a COVID-19 infection, not something else.
I think we have this sort of myth or false confidence that any vaccine is going to come out and be 100%, which there's never been one. Did I hear Dr. Fauci say maybe 70 to 75% effective would be a success story?
It would. Yes. I mean, it's rare that a vaccine will be 100% effective. That doesn't happen very often. We have rare vaccines that are 100%. Most are partially effective. And if we got it one that was 70% effective on the first try, that would be pretty impressive, frankly. Mm.
Well, I'll be happy to participate in the study, but could I get the vaccine and not the placebo?
I can't promise you that. You're welcome to sign up for the study, but I can't promise you what you'll get, and I won't know what you get until the end of the study. Then we'll know everything.
It is just kind of a weird thing, though, isn't it? So then you'll send these people out, participants in the study, and some of them, if we're going to get any information at all, will get the disease. They're going to get COVID-19, and they will not be protected.
You're right, that we don't know. I mean, right now we have nothing, so everybody goes out and they have the same risk.
Yeah.
We won't know who's got what, and we'll see cases of people be getting infection that we won't know what they received. They'll remain blinded until the study is formally unblinded at the very end. But periodically, what happens with a big study like this is a group of scientists who are not blinded get to look at the data at set time points along the way, and they can make a determination that either the vaccine is so effective that it's no longer ethical to continue, or it's simply not working and we have to just stop it.
Yeah. So do you have a feel? Which vaccine are we talking about? Does it have a name, or who's the company behind it, Doctor?
The company is called Moderna.
Yeah, sure.
And they're based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Do you have a feel for this one? I mean, are you optimistic, or do you think this is a long shot?
I think it has a reasonable chance of success. I am optimistic. I think it's passed all the early tests, and I think it has a very good chance of going forward and preventing COVID-19. We won't know until they actually do the study. I've been doing vaccine trials for 25 years, and I've long ago quit trying to guess.
Yeah.
We have to move forward with these.
Okay, so if you've been doing this for 25 years, how does this one compare, your feelings for it?
In all the early trials, it looks really good. So I think it has it's passed the test to get us to this point. And so I'm optimistic that it will continue to look good.
One last question, Doctor. So suppose this is the one, and the tests come back and it's 75% effective. How long before I can get a vaccine? And everybody can get a vaccine.
Well, my understanding is that the federal government is gearing up manufacturing capabilities for the vaccines so that they'll generate millions and millions of doses very quickly.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you exactly when that will be, but I would guess it's going to be sometime in early 2021 if we get the answer that quickly. Keep in mind that this is a two-year study, and may take the whole 2 years to get an answer, or we may get the answer much quicker.
I need it before the start of baseball, Doctor.
Well, we missed that already. So.
I'm laughing. I mean, because it's just incredible how, you know, brilliant, complicated, and arduous this process is, and we don't want to wait. We want it right now. You just said best case scenario would be early next year for a vaccine available to the general public. And then who knows at what cost? A remdesivir is going out now at $3,000 or so, depending on if you're getting it from the federal government or private insurer, but figure $3,000 for a dose of remdesivir. I wonder what a we're out of time. Quick answer, doctor. What would a dose of this vaccine cost?
Yeah, I couldn't even begin to guess, honestly. I certainly don't make those decisions. That's somebody in Moderna will decide that if it works.
Right. You're just doing the research. They're the company. Richard Novak is an infectious diseases doctor at UIC and UI Health. Really fascinating. Good luck, doctor. Thanks for joining us today.
Great. Thanks for having me.